The national COVID emergency has come to an end, but not in Texas. Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Legislation has passed the Senate that would again make illegal voting a felony. But so far, the Texas House is doing almost nothing on election security issues. We'll get to that, but first up. President Joe Biden has signed legislation officially ending the national emergency that began more than 3 years ago for COVID-19. But the Lone Star State is still operating under Governor Greg Abbott's ongoing COVID emergency declaration. Texas is now the only Republican-led state to still be under a state of emergency for COVID. First issued by Governor Abbott on March 13, 2020, the emergency declaration became the basis for numerous COVID-related executive orders, including business shutdowns and mask mandates, all without input from the legislature. As Texas began to reopen, Abbott shifted his emergency orders to prohibit local entities from implementing more stringent requirements. Abbott said he'll keep the COVID order in place until the legislature passes emergency powers reform. The Texas Senate's made progress on the issue, passing legislation that would prevent a governor from making emergency declarations for more than 30 days without calling a special session of the legislature to approve the effort. They've also approved legislation to ban future shutdowns and medical mandates. Such legislation has yet to be considered in the Texas House. A review of University of Texas Regent Janice Longoria's campaign donations reveals she's contributed a large amount of money to liberal Democrats in Texas. Longoria was originally appointed to one term on the UT Board of Regents by former Governor Rick Perry in 2008, and her term ended in 2014. In 2017, she was reappointed back onto the board by Governor Greg Abbott and has now been reappointed for another six-year term. A report published by the American Accountability Foundation points to what they call a, quote, potential misalignment between Regent Longoria's priorities and the values held by Texas voters. Specifically, they find that when excluding donations made to Abbott and Perry, Longoria is a 2-to-1 donor to left-wing Democrats. Abbott's appointments to the boards of Regent are subject to approval by the Texas Senate, where State Senator Donna Campbell, a Republican from New Braunfels, chairs the Nominations Committee. Experts told lawmakers in the Texas House yesterday that traffickers and predators use pornography as a grooming tactic to desensitize children. This testimony was delivered during a hearing on legislation that would require and enforce age restrictions for anyone to access pornographic materials. Legislation filed by Republican State Representative Nate Schatzline of Fort Worth would require age verification using state-issued identification to access websites where there is pornographic content. Schatzline pointed his colleagues to research showing the negative developmental effects that porn use has on children's brains. Meanwhile, Deborah Simmons, a mom with more than 10 years of experience in the information technology industry, told lawmakers that consumer-side filters are inadequate for the task of protecting children from pornography. Another expert on the issue is Terry Schillings of the American Principles Project. He noted that a great many online activities are already regulated by various states and require age verification, such as online sports betting, online alcohol sales, and even online marijuana sales. Schatzline's legislation would provide parents with the ability to sue websites that allow Texas children to access pornography. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Did you know you can watch the Texas Legislature live? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There, you can find gavel-to-gavel coverage of the legislature, as well as all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like the Headline, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Two years ago, election integrity fights consumed much of the energy in the Capitol and sparked multiple special sessions. This session, the temperature on the issue is much lower. Members of the Texas Senate have already completed work on two major pieces of legislation related to election security. In contrast, though, as of yesterday afternoon, there's been no floor action in the Texas House on election legislation, and only two minor bills have moved out of the House Elections Committee. In the Senate, those two measures were both authored by Republican Brian Hughes of Mineola. One measure essentially bars Texas from participating in a controversial voter roll interstate cross-check program known as ERIC. The ERIC programs come under fire from security experts as being both costly and insufficient. The proposed law would set new cost limits and security requirements for any program used by the state in verifying voter rolls. The other Senate measure would again make illegal voting a felony. Back in 2021, you might remember that Republicans in the Texas House conspired with Democrats to reduce those penalties at the last minute in the process. The Senate passed the measure and the governor signed it before grassroots activists were really able to point out the major flaw that had been created. Back then, House Speaker Dade Phelan refused to reopen the issue and seemed to be taking a similar path in 2023. The Senate's legislation addressing the issue passed on March 14th and was sent to the House the very next day. But Speaker Phelan waited 25 days until Monday of this week to finally move the measure to the House Elections Committee for possible consideration. There's just over a month left in the 2023 legislative session. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Brandon Walton, and Sully Rice. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.